So, I didn't think this arrangement through very well. I have a friend with benefits named Quentin, who I see regularly, usually to watch him fuck my friend Stacy. But kinks are beside the point. I'm also fucking my current roommate, Ryan. It had never been a problem before. Ryan used to work weird hours, and so the two men never met each other. Until now. Quentin came over unannounced to surprise me, and Ryan was in the kitchen cooking. Of course, he asked me who it was. All I said was that he was my friend, which is totally and 100% true. Yet, the two men seemed to sense something immediately. I guess it was in the air or something. They seized each other up and had a cool and unattached conversation. I then decided to take Quentin to my room to keep them separated. Once inside, he grabbed me and kissed me, and when he pulled away, he chuckled. "You're fucking that boy," he laughed. "He's a man," I corrected. Quentin was only 5 years older than me, but it was clear what he thought of Ryan, who was my age. "Barely," Quentin said as he sat on my bed. Pulled me onto his lap. He pushed my thighs apart and pressed his fingers to my gut, teasing me through my panties. "And how does he make you feel when he fucks you?" I gasped as his finger pressed against my clit, squirmed in his grip and shoved his fingers into my panties, pressing his fingers inside of me. I moaned. He lowered me into the bed and pushed my dress up, yanking my panties down. Suddenly, his cock was in his hand and pressed against my wet cunt. I sighed as he began to slowly push into me inch by inch. "Does he make you feel like this?" he asked quietly, his lips right above mine. If he wanted a response, I couldn't give one. My breath was frozen in my lungs till he jammed his cock the rest of the way inside my pussy and knocked the air from my lungs. He kissed the side of my throat, mumbling, moaning against the skin as he moved inside of me, torturously slow. I whimpered and he chuckled and jerked his hips against mine. "Does he make you beg for it?" I blushed. I had begged for Ryan's cock before. Many times. But I had begged for Quentin's longer. He kissed me, biting my lower lip between his teeth. He yanked the neckline of my dress down and rolled the nipple across his tongue. Hand reached around me, fingers spreading my cheeks. And then I felt one brush against my asshole. I jerked and tightened around him as he held me closer, kissing my breasts and fucking into my pussy. "Go on," he said. "Say who makes you feel the best. Who owns this gun?" "Quinn," I gasped. He popped into me, his finger teasing my asshole as his mouth found the secret place beneath my ear that he knew drove me crazy. Quentin was grinning as he came inside of me, filling me up, and I guess marking his territory. He pulled out and let me lick his dick clean. I was still strung out on the bed as he grabbed things to leave. He said he'd come back the next day and the next until Ryan got the idea and then left. When I stepped out after him, wrapping in a robe, Ryan was sitting at the counter and seemed to have heard the whole thing. But Quentin just winked at him and laughed. The second the door was shut, Ryan got up and dragged me back to the bed. The one Quentin just fucked me in. He licked his fingers and felt my cunt still soaking with juices and with cum. And then he pressed his cock into me. I groaned, my pussy taking more than it could handle. He railed into me, all emotion and fury, but fuck, it felt so good. He rolled his hips into me, reaching deeper than Quentin had, and his hand caressing my throat. His thumb pressing against the skin, teasing that he could clench my windpipe. I moaned his name. Like the two-faced whore I am, as I came. And he kept going until he finally came. Filling my cunt up for the second time that day. And then he said, "When you're here, you're mine."